Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Peter, and this is your host, Kyle. I'm trying to be as creepy as possible.
I thought maybe we were going to say we were broadcasting from a library.
We should just splice in, like, old people shushing us. Do libraries even exist anymore? I mean, yes. I understand that they're public institutions, but they can't be getting a lot of funding nowadays.
I don't know. I don't follow libraries very closely.
I still have my library card from when I lived in Illinois in my wallet.
Really?
I got it when I was 9.
Were these in the same days that you would ride the bus and wait for the McDonald's to be built?
No. This was after that. That town was so small it didn't even have a library. People didn't read.
We don't have a library, but we have a McDonald's.
Exactly. We don't. Yeah. America. They would read the nutritional guides on the McDonald's products, and that's how children learn to read. But no, this was after I moved out of McDonald's town to normal town.
Oh God. So, what are we talking about today, Kyle? Other than that stuff.
Other than McDonald's. Today we are talking about songs that have false endings. I guess it kind of goes without saying what a false ending is in a song. It's where a song, you know, fades out or cuts out and you think the song's over and then it's not. But then, you know, jumps back in to be like, oh, it's not over. Uh-huh. I notice, speaking of false endings, this is a bit of a tie-in. I notice movies do that a lot, too. We're like, now, movies, I don't know if movies intentionally do that, or if it's just my brain thinking, oh, the movie's over, but then it's not.
Well, are you referring to movies like Lord of the Rings or something, where you think it's the ending like 10 times, but it just keeps going?
Yeah, exactly. Now, exactly. I'm wondering if that's more just my own brain saying, oh my god, this movie has to be over now, and then it's not. But it's not really a false ending in the creator's mind, it's just I'm convinced it's over because it's been a long time.
I can see some connection there.
I noticed, I remember very specifically that when I first watched The Dark Knight in theaters, I totally thought that movie was over like 3 times.
Yeah, that's another one.
Like when they captured the Joker, I'm like, oh, the movie's going to be over soon. Nope, that's like halfway through. I think because the first time I saw it, I had to go to the bathroom really bad, but I didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom because I was engaged. Mm. So, unfortunately, because of that, my brain's just like, come on, let the movie be over. I have to pee.
So, Batman is worth pissing yourself.
Holy piss shorts, Batman.
Anyway, so listeners, we're not talking about movies, although that is a good tie-in. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
As you said, it'll be songs that kind of do the same thing. I personally haven't encountered any that do it multiple times in a single song, like you were saying, with movies.
I think just because of song length. If you do it multiple times, people are going to get pissed and just skip to the next song.
You know, that's funny that I say that now, because I think I actually... Because I was doing a bit of research online about different examples that people know of songs that do this, and there was a lot of like message boards of people talking about it or saying that there's none that do it multiple times. I do remember one thing that somebody said. I want to say maybe Nobody's Fault But Mine or some one of those other songs by Led Zeppelin. It's like forever long. In cases like that where I know that it kind of does go out to nothing multiple times, where do we draw the line? Is that a false ending, or is that just part of how the song is structured?
True.
I don't know. I figured that was kind of be what we end up talking about, partially. So you and I are both somewhat aware of this phenomenon. We each came up with a few songs that we know of that do this. I mean, there's hundreds of songs that have false endings. The interesting thing I found is that while a lot of people can identify songs that have this thing, and even reading like research on specific songs, it says it's noted for having a false ending. There's no explanation whatsoever from anyone to explain why these songs have false endings.
It's probably just a creative choice by the artist, you know, to either make sure people are engaged in the song or just to trick them to play a trick just because it's funny. I don't know.
I mean, beyond that, I don't really know what the purpose of it would be other than to just to trick people and be like, hey, gotcha, we're going to keep going.
True. I mean, it could be sometimes where it's a setup for them to do something or perform in some way that would only be noticeable live. You know what I'm saying? Like if there's a false ending in a song where there's a pause, maybe when you see them do it live, they do something during that pause that doesn't come across in the audio recording.
Maybe.
Where it's more of a performance thing. But then at the same time, it's like, if that's the case, why would they put it in the song and not just do it during, you know, live performances?
Hmm. Well, why don't we walk, you know, go briefly through some of the examples we came up with. And then okay. Yeah, as we're going back and forth, maybe we'll come up with some explanations of things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ones I could think of on the top of my head was the song Do You Love Me by The Contours. I don't know if you're familiar with this song.
Yeah, vaguely. It's not in my top soul songs, but I've heard it before.
Yeah. It's a fun...
It's a popular song.
Yeah, it's a fairly well-known song-ish. And it's a fun, upbeat, dancey song from the early 60s. Now, this song itself is not very long. I mean, I don't even know if it's 3 minutes, but there's a false ending about 30 seconds before the actual end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny because, even you know, we've talked about song length previously on the show, and, you know, an era like the 60s, songs were generally under 3 minutes. But it's funny that even accounting, like, if that was really the end of the song, that would mean that that song would only be two and a half minutes long. Which even for the standards of those days, I feel like that would be pretty short.
Yeah. Yeah, now, the more I'm thinking about it now, and especially in a scenario like this song, I have a feeling that these false endings are, like, kind of a matter of almost showmanship that's meant to kind of come across more in live performances, because an old, you know, kind of dancing song like this in the early 60s, people are dancing and twisting to it, and then the song abruptly stops and then immediately starts again, and people get all, you know, kind of rehyped up or whatever, if that makes sense. So I think in a scenario like this, maybe with a lot of these songs that have false endings, the pause is meant to kind of hold the listener in suspense, and then by restarting the song, it kind of rejuvenates their excitement.
That's an interesting point. You know how, like, in electronic and even like electronic dance music, how before, like, they have the drop. Like the build up to it.
Oh yeah,
and that's like a very extremely common thing that's in pretty much every song. I wonder if that is sort of along the same structural lines as this is, maybe, in regards to what you were just saying.
Yeah, it could very well be. It doesn't build up to like a crescendo, like what you would say a drop would do, but
it almost does the opposite.
Yeah, it you know, creates a fast-paced beat that just ends and then starts up again, so it's not building up to a climax. It's sort of abruptly killing the climax and then starting it again, thus causing the listener to kind of, react, I guess. It's forcing the listener to react to it. It's hard to describe necessarily how people would react, but I assume that's the intention.
Yeah. Well, why don't we see how you listeners react to a little clip of the point in Do You Love Me when the false ending occurs. Do you love me? So what's one of the ones that you came up with, Kyle?
The first one that I thought of when you first mentioned this topic to me is, it's really silly, but it's the song The Next Episode by Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg, as well as Nate Dogg and Corrupt. Never heard of Corrupt, whatever. Only because I remember very specifically in that song at the end, it stops, has about 7 or 8 seconds of audio pause, and then they say, smoke weed every day. At the very end, and I swear that became like a meme or something at some point, because everyone was saying it all of a sudden. And again, this is probably a very generic idea of a false ending, because it's not like the prior song by the Contours, where it's, you know, it's got another 30 seconds of music.
It just comes back to say that one line.
Exactly. It's just like a capper. That was the first song that popped into my head, and we've talked about Dre and Snoop Dogg on the show enough before, I figured it would fit in pretty well. So, if your listeners want to smoke weed every day, you can do so to this next clip by Dr. Dre. Well, my niggas will be acting too bold. Take a seat.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day. I like the idea that the listeners would smoke weed every day while listening to just this clip from our podcast, not the actual song.
Not the rest of the podcast either. Pretty much that's the only way you can get through our podcast. Smoke weed every day.
Actually, following up with that, because that's a very short, I guess, return of the song after the false ending. I did one that was pretty short, too. Kind of outside our wheelhouse. I think some of these are in this list, but it doesn't really matter. The song Let Him In by Paul McCartney and Wings does a similar thing, whereas your song has like a spoken line, I guess, at the end of your false ending. This one... is instrumental, but it's literally the last two notes of the song. So it just goes dun dun. So it's after the fade out, but then it does that. So it's kind of an interesting, very tiny example of this. Good song in itself too. Learned about it within the last few months. Pretty good.
I didn't know you were a fan of.
I'm not really. I just somehow caught that song recently.
That's funny.
Should we hear a clip of that or no?
Why not?
Okay.
Speaking of Paul McCartney, it's funny, I actually read a small interview with him where he actually, like, apologized for the existence of Wings.
Because oh, really?
It was his project after the Beatles broke up, and I think he finally admitted, it's like, yeah, Wings wasn't very good. You know, like, we could have done better. I know a lot of Beatles fans make fun of Wings because his project after the Beatles was much less well-received. I mean, they have a couple good songs. They have a couple good songs, but I think the problem is they're never going to live up to the Beatles in any fashion because it's the Beatles.
It's strange that he would apologize for that, because I mean, like, I think literally no one on earth could, after the height of the Beatles, could.
Yeah, whatever you do after is never going to be as good. It's never going to be as good. But
and if anyone would be able to accomplish that, it would be him.
True.
So, yeah, it's funny. Actually, speaking of the Beatles, I will mention this really quick. Something I noticed in lists of songs that do this false ending phenomenon. The Beatles apparently did a lot of these. Hello, Goodbye, Helter Skelter, Strawberry Fields. I think Hard Day's Night did it as well.
Strawberry Fields, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably like between 5 and 10 songs that they did that does the false ending thing. And I was hoping to find, like, especially for a band that prominent, for them to do it that many times, I was hoping to find some kind of explanation. But even then,
nothing. If a band does it in that many songs, they have to have a reason for doing it, other than, like, oh, it's funny, or it sounds cool, or, you know. I don't know. Another song that popped into my head that has a bit of a false ending, a little bit out of our warehouse, but I like this band, so I don't care. Is the song Hard to Explain by The Strokes, which I believe came out in 2001. the Vulse ending happens at about 2 minutes and 6 seconds, and the song is about 3 minutes and 45 seconds long. Mm. So it's about halfway through it. It's a pretty simple Vulse ending. It just stops, and you think it's over, pauses for a couple seconds, and then jumps right back into it. It's funny because, I mean, I've always liked the Strokes, but, and maybe this has to do a little bit with why he chose a Vulse ending, but it actually says, or it's been, he's been quoted saying multiple times, the lead singer Julian Casablancas, that in his songs, lyrics aren't as important as the music in the songs that he writes, I guess. Well, I said that horribly grammatically incorrect. Basically, for the songs he creates, he comes up with the melodies and chords and then adds lyrics later on, which is kind of the opposite of what a lot of people do. So I
like that approach. I think that's cool.
Yeah, right? Like, to him, it's more about the beat and the music and the overall tone of the song than trying to fit a tone to lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're very much like that kind of New York, early 2000s post-punk kind of gritty sound, but I like them, so.
Let's hear a clip of that Vulse ending.
Don't Have a Stroke to this next song. So yeah, that was Hard to Explain by The Strokes. It is off their EP, or LP, I'm sorry, This Is This It, which came out in 2001. I was right, yay.
Nice.
I actually have that on vinyl. It's a good good album, so yay.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So let's see. This is a random point I wanted to make, so I'm just going to throw it in between some of the songs that we're talking about. I saw some anecdotal claims on message boards and stuff, so I can't say that this is a hard fact, but this is something I've saw in multiple places, that people claimed that when, not necessarily these ones that we're talking about, but, you know, any song with a Vulse ending, whenever that would be first released, radio DJs would not be expecting the Vulse ending. And so when the Vulse ending happened, the DJ would start promoting the show and saying, hey, this is W whatever. And then the song would keep going and they would be interrupted. So I wish I could have, you know, heard an instance of that.
That's funny.
But
maybe that's why artists do it, just to fuck with DJs.
Maybe. I don't know if we've come up with any songs that are more, because I think 2001 so far is one of the more recent ones. I think actually all the ones you did were pretty much more recent.
Sort of.
I mean, even 2001 was 15 years ago, which,
oh god, don't make me
sound
feel
really
old.
Yeah.
You did it, Peter.
I did it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I totally had my first gray hair the other day.
Awesome. I had my first gray hair like a month ago or two, and I was freaking out, and people are like, you just now got that?
Yeah, me too. Dude, it like scared me. I'm like, oh my god, this is like, I feel the icy grip of death. But it was funny because my girlfriend like was looking at my head, and all of a sudden, full Kabukan monkey style, she just like latched onto my hair and was like, oh my god, you have a gray hair! And she like ripped it out. And like I looked at it in the light and it was a gray hair, and then I cried. Yeah.
You're officially old now.
Yeah, I think, I have a feeling that like for me, a gray hair is like the picture of Dorian Gray. Once you destroy the picture, he ages. So for me, like once you ripped out the hair, I like aged 10 years. Because the hair was keeping like the rest of my body from like aging or something.
I like the idea that you have this portrait painted of you sitting above your fireplace.
But it's not a portrait of me. It's that painting of Kramer from Seinfeld.
Somehow that keeps you younger.
Yes. Because it constantly reminds me of the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Which should make you feel older.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, let's see. What's another song I said about? Let me mention two, because I think I have one that's, I don't really have much to say about it. The Four Tops had a song called Bernadette.
I love that song.
And it's a good song.
It's like my favorite song by them.
This is another one where the song is pretty short, but the Vulse ending happens about 30-ish seconds before the end of the song. Similar to Do You Love Me. Let's play a clip of this. I don't really have much to say about it, but it is an example. So that was Bernadette by the Four Tops. I want to jump also into the fourth one that I found, because I think you might have one that's sort of in the similar lines of kind of taking a humorous approach to the false ending.
Okay.
So I think we'll do it this way. So we, a while back, this was like maybe a year or two ago, we had an episode about kind of like funky hip hop groups in the early days of rap music. One of the artists we mentioned in that was the group Digital Underground. In their song Do What You Like, they have a very like self-aware meta false ending in the middle of their song. Because I think the song itself, the full version is like 6 or 7 minutes. Or actually even maybe longer than that. But about three and a half minutes or so into the song, this kind of electronic-y radio voice comes on. Because like they stop singing and then like it's just instrumental and then this voice comes on. It says, "A brief announcement to all radio DJs. If this record is currently being played at your station, we'll provide the following time for you to announce your station identification." And then they leave like maybe 10, 15 seconds of just like quieter backbeat going on. And I would be interested to know if actually radio DJs did take advantage of that. Or if it was just a joke. And after that, they say, "We also like to add that we've now reached the 3.5 minute mark of the song. Radio stations may begin your fade here. For those that would like help, we will start your fade for you." And then they fade out the song until it's basically gone. And then after a few seconds of silence, then it says, "Now this record is being played at a club, disco, lounge, house, basement, or block party, car, stereo, stoop, or any other social gathering. We will now allow the beat to continue and proceed to give you more of what you like." So basically they're like, okay, if you're on the radio, we're going to fade you out. Because this is like the standard length that you would normally play on a radio. But if this is that's any other funny venue, then we're just going to keep going. And then it's like the second half of the song, basically.
And that's actually funny because, I think hip hop kind of started that, but hip hop, electronic, all those things, there was always like a radio edited version that's shorter. And then they release usually a longer sort of club mix that's, you know, usually twice as long as the radio version. That's kind of a cute way to combine them, I suppose.
Yeah. And I've never heard any other song that does that same thing where they're like so obvious about it and calling attention to it, but
self-referential.
Yeah, exactly. Let's play a clip of that for the listeners.
Okay.
"For those that would like help, we'll start your fade for you." "Now, if this record is being played at a club, disco, lounge, house, basement, or block party, car, stereo, stoop, or at any other social gathering, we will now allow the beat to continue and proceed to give you more of what you like. This message has been brought to you by the makers of The Way We Swing."
And so I think you have one that you said was kind of humorous as well, right? I don't know if it's exactly the same thing, but
it's a little bit self-referential, not nearly as much as Do What You Like, but it's the song "Pitch In on a Party" by DJ Quick, which came out off his fifth album, Balance and Something Something, Cuz Facts.
Good job.
Cuz Facts. Balance and Options in 2000. And the whole song's about basically, you know, getting a party together, getting your friends together, bumping music, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this one, it's not so much of a false ending, it's just kind of funny, because around the 2.5 minute mark of the song, a verse goes like, "Boy, what else could go wrong? Somebody could kick the extension cord out." And then you just hear like a the music is killed, and then you hear, almost like as if the mic was cut out, you hear like a very far off, like, "Man, y'all gotta be some of the clumsiest motherfuckers." And then it goes back into the it goes back into the song, and I'm like, oh, that's actually really funny that like they joked about, you know, being at a party and someone tripping over an extension cord and killing the music, and then he kind of played that up in his song.
That's an interesting way to handle it.
Not as self-referential as yours, but it's a fun way to kind of have like a false ending, because it's like, oh, it ended because of technical difficulties, you know, that kind of silliness. But yeah. Let's play a little clip so the listeners can kind of understand what the hell I'm talking about.
Sure. Beer bottles in the brush, and my bitch acting like a lush boy. What else could go wrong? Somebody to kick the stitcher cord out. Move. I've got to be some of the clumsiest motherfuckers. To the sales. Now some. Y'all done fucked up. Get out. Get on. Speed up, nigga. Get up. So that was Pitching on a Party by DJ Quick. It's kind of interesting that these last two that we were talking about are almost the easiest to surmise the reasoning behind them. Because one is just like kind of as a more, as a joke, and like, this is for radio stations. Whether or not it was actually used for that, I don't know. But then yours is kind of like, it fits the narrative of like that party going on. Mm-hmm. And someone could actually, you know, step on the extension cord. So it's kind of part of the story that's being told in that song.
Exactly. Yeah, they fit the narrative better. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, as we learned with these, it seems like some do it, you know, as jokes, some do it to kind of, you know, artificially renavigate the flow of the song, I guess, or to get people hyped up. So there's probably plenty of different reasons why artists do it. It's just an interesting trend that seems to have been in music for a long time, since our earliest one is 62 and our latest one is 2001.
Unless Bernadette was earlier than 62. I don't think it was.
No, I don't think so. Four Tops were big in like the late 60s, I thought.
Yeah, that was in 67. So, yeah, and that's a good point to end on too, I think, is that this is definitely not, and I think that shows even with the small cross-section of songs we chose, is that it's definitely not tied to any one genre or any one time period. It's just a thing that just happens to pop up multiple times over the course of decades.
Yeah.
One last point I'll make, unless you have anything else. We shouldn't confuse, I don't think we did, but just anyone listening, I don't think we should confuse False Endings with the secret track phenomenon that happens at the end of some albums. I'm sure you've heard albums that do this.
Like, yeah, they are like, you know, dead air for a ridiculously long time, but then all of a sudden there's like a final track that's way on down the album that you only discover if you leave the album on.
Yeah, and it's not, there's times where it's not listed in like the track list, and it's technically on the same track as the last song, so it's not like an 11th track on a 10 track album. It's still part, so it's hidden or secret in that sense. So I wouldn't call that a false ending because it's a different song. It's not a falsely ending one song. Starting another one.
Going along those lines, have we ever done an episode on secret songs?
We have not, and I actually would like to do that now that we've kind of thought of that.
So yes, listeners, look forward to that later on. I love that like 80% of our episode ideas are brought forth by us just talking in a previous episode.
Yeah, that's funny.
So yeah, I mean, I hope you listeners enjoyed our little episode on False Endings. Peter said, there's plenty more songs that actually have them. These are just a handful that we grabbed or we knew of previously. So yeah, look forward to more funky shits. This has been your host, Kyle.
And this has been your host, Peter. Bye.
Bye.
Got you, listeners. That was a false ending. We're clever.
Wow. Yeah, we're so smart. Oh my god, I'm just like stroking my own ego right now so hard.
Well, it's kind of dumb because this kind of is the end. But we'll extend the podcast by saying that you can tell us about some false ending songs that you know of on our Facebook page.
At facebook.com/getyourfunk.
Or you can follow us or comment on our tracks on SoundCloud.
At soundcloud.com/getyourfunk.
And you can also send us letters there, but you won't. So
send us fan mail. We're like Santa Claus, except we don't grant wishes.
You can still set cookies out for us, though.
Yeah, we will come to your house and eat them.
Kyle will climb down your chimney.
I will climb down more than that.
I don't know what that means, but we'll find out next time.
on Funk Radio.
This is the real ending. Bye.